You're listening to Room 208 Podcast, April 29th, 2005. Our best is coming at you. We've got This Week in History, Emily J's story, The Dream. We'll be telling you what a podcast is. We have an interview with some visual conversation artists and Word of the Week. First up, student news.
This week after vacation, we started podcasting. Later in the show, some students are explaining what podcasting is. So far this week, we used a little recorder headset and microphone to record everything for the podcast. One student went around and asked what the word possible meant to them for the word of the week. We also got permission from Aaron Shepherd to do this play, his play called Lightning Larry. We've been practicing, hoping we will perform next week. We're excited to do some more podcasting.
Also this week, we are starting research on Northeastern Native Americans. We are writing facts about them in our packets. The packet is called IIM Books. IIM stands for Independent Investigation Method. So far, we have learned a lot about Native Americans. We have learned about Penobscot, Passamaquoddy, Maliseet, and the Mi'kmaq tribes. They are all part of one big group called the Wabanaki. We need to pick one subject, either shelter, food, clothes, and so on. We are having a lot of fun with this project so far.
The third thing is some artists came to watch us make visual conversations in computer. Their names are Marnie and Jennifer. Visual conversations are designs that you make to explain something that has happened or is going to happen. In computer, we made visual conversations on a program called Image Blender. Image Blender is a program that makes it easier to make designs or visual conversations. If you draw a picture on Image Blender, you can make it 3D or make it black and white. The artists showed us some of their visual conversations. They had beautiful colors and designs that made you feel happy.
Finally this week, we started Author's Chair. Emily J read her story, The Dream, which you can hear on the podcast. Emily J's story won second place in Literary Achievement Awards for third grade. Author's Chair is when you read a story that you wrote and then when you're finished, you be quiet, and people give warm and cold feedback. Warm and cold feedback is when you give feedback that's comments and that is you like things, or feedback that you need to work on. Then you talk about the comments or questions that stand out to you. We have a criteria we follow also. It has reader and audience. Reader, a couple criteria for reader is look up, don't get upset, use voice, make sure everybody is listening, be serious, don't diss yourself. For audience, there is don't talk while the reader is reading, stay on topic, don't get upset, don't call out, no dissing. Tell why and explain feedback, and everybody participate. That's what Author's Chair is. That's our weekend review. This week we have Emily J reading her amazing story, The Dream, that won second place in Literary Achievement Awards.
I'm Emily J, and I'm going to be reading the story, The Dream. It was a very hot day in July, so my family packed up the car and we headed to the beach. The sand fell hot under my feet, so I ran into the water. After we splashed in the water for a while, we started getting hungry, and we decided to have lunch. I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, a juice box, and a bag of pretzels. After lunch, my dad asked me to go throw away our trash. I put all the trash in a bag and headed towards the trash can. While I was walking and spotted some pretty seashells, I put the bag of trash down and so on the sand so I could pick up the shells. All of a sudden, a huge gust of wind out trash flew everywhere. I ran to try to pick it up, but I was too late. It had gone into the water. I looked around and saw no one had seen, so I just ran back to my family to show my sisters the shells I found. That night, I was very tired from playing in the sun all day, so I went to bed early. During the night, I dreamed I was at the beach again. In my dream, I was swimming in the ocean. While I was swimming, I saw lots of colorful fish and seashells. I met a dolphin who told me his name was Edward. It was weird. I could understand what he was saying. Edward and I swam together. He even took me for a ride. He pulled me while I held on to his fin. During our ride, Edward stopped because he noticed some trash. Some lazy person just threw their trash in the ocean. Some people just don't care about the life that lives in the ocean, Edward said. Edward told me that trash makes him and his fish friends sick, and that they could die from it. When I looked at the trash he was talking about, I noticed it was my trash. That made me feel really bad about what I had done. I never thought a little trash would hurt anyone. The next morning, I told my dad about what happened at the beach and my dream. My dad said, "We can't take care of the trash that went into the water, but we could help by picking up the litter on the beach." So later that week, Dad and I went down and picked up all the trash we could find on the beach. I promised I would never throw the trash in the ocean again.
Here we are doing a podcast. I bet you're wondering what a podcast is. Well, my partner Cammie is going to tell you what a podcast is. Here she is.
Well, most podcasts are people talking about all kinds of things. A lot of podcasts are based on the news. They let people have a radio show. Podcast software checks for and downloads new files. It can then be transferred to music players. Podcasting does not need an iPod to listen to a podcast. You can do it right on a website. Back to you, Fanula.
Thank you, Cammie, for telling us what a podcast is. Well, gotta go. Have a great day. Bye. Bye.
This is Sean, and I'm with MLB Sports. First, we're going to start with the Red Sox-Orioles Tuesday night. Orioles come back to win it 11-8. Fifth inning, 3-8. Then they come back. Keith Foulke, he did a horrible job right there pitching. And Kevin Millar hit 8 times in only 18 games. Oh, what about those Yankees? A-Rod hit 3-run home run and 10 RBIs against the Anaheim Angels. Detroit Tigers, whoa, doesn't look good for them. The Detroit Tigers, their right fielder, Maglio Ordonez, is getting hernia surgery, is going to be out for 2 to 3 months. The Detroit Tigers might be in for it. And Washington Nationals beat the Phillies 1-3. Yankees, Angels final score 12-4. Minnesota and Kansas City, a very close game, but Royals didn't put in enough effort. 2-1 Minnesota. I'm Sean, and that's MLB Sports for this week.
This is Austin, and I have the weekly scores of Miami, Seattle, Boston, New Jersey, Sacramento, and India. Miami versus New Jersey is 87-104.
Wow.
Then Sacramento versus Seattle is 93-105. How? Also, India versus Boston is 82-79. One last game is New Jersey versus Miami, 98-116. That is the NBA sports with me.
This is Dylan with the NBA, and this week in the NBA, the Pistons win 9 out of 10 of their last games. They seem to be hot these past few weeks. I wouldn't be surprised if you see them in the finals 2 years in a row. Now let's go to the Miami Heat with a record of 2-0 going through these playoffs. Let's see if they stay like that through the rest of the playoffs. And now the Chicago Bulls making their first playoffs appearance since 1998. They have a scrappy young team, and I think they will do well, very well, during these playoffs games. And finally, the Celtics, led by Paul Pierce, doing very well these playoff games. Paul Pierce averages about 25 points a game, which is very good considering that this is the NBA. And that is what has happened in the NBA this week.
Hey, this is James and Haley here, and we just did this exciting thing in computer.
We did image Blender.
With all these cool things, and we got to make pictures that show how you're feeling and stuff.
Listen to this next piece, and you can hear our teacher, Mrs. Oakes, explaining Image Blender.
And a cool interview after of me and Haley interviewing the artists.
I know it's different because you're not in Type to Learn right now, but we need some more time for our visiting artist. Remember, I sent you a painting that I did this winter when I took my watercolor class, one of the blogs that I responded to. And this is my watercolor teacher, Marnie Lawson. And this is her friend and my friend, Jennifer Wadsworth. Both of these women are artists. They traveled 2 hours to get here this morning so that they could visit with you. And they're responsible for these visual conversations that you've seen on the wall in the lab and out on the wall in the hallway. And when Marnie first was in my watercolor class and I was taking the class from her, we talked about how students are visual learners. And I talked about what we did in class, how we project on the board, and then I give directions, and then you go back to your computers and do that. She asked if I'd want to have you students be part of a visual conversation. And these two artists were having a visual conversation without words with their paintings. So what we're going to do today is look at their visual conversation online. You're going to tell me what you see in the picture, what things that you think they responded to, what does it make you feel like, what does it make you think of. And after we look at about a dozen pictures, then I'm going to show you Image Blender and show some of you Image Blender again. You used it last year. And you're going to create your own visual conversation. You're going to create something that responds to or talks back to a painting that you saw, or maybe blending some of the paintings that you saw. Okay? Questions? All right. And then Marnie and Jennifer are going to come around. They'll be asking you questions about Image Blender. And James and Haley are going to have a chance to interview them. Before we get started, any questions for either Marnie or Jennifer?
Hi, this is James and
I'm Haley.
And we're here with
Marnie Lawson,
Jennifer Wadsworth.
And we're here to interview them, and so we're going to get started.
How did this project get started?
My artist statement contains the sentence that my goal is accomplished when friends and strangers engage in a visual conversation with my work. And the words visual conversation put together gave me the idea of having a conversation without words with another artist, and that artist was Marnie.
Well, what happened was Jennifer gave me a picture, and I painted a picture in answer, and we found out it was so exciting and we had so much fun, we thought we should share it with other people. Your computer teacher, Mrs. Oakes, took my watercolor class when I was teaching, and she told me that children are visual learners. I said, how would you like to share our conversations with your class? You can show them the pictures and see what they see in it and see what they can come up with for their own visual responses.
What is the process?
What is the process of doing our paintings?
Like, how does it work?
How does it work?
We're still researching that, actually, and your classrooms is part of trying to figure out why a visual conversation creates so much creative energy. New.
We think that part of the idea is sharing with others helps to make people more creative. Whether you're sharing with students and students or students and parents, it seems to make everybody work better. I think an important point is there are no wrong answers. Every one of us is creative. And whatever you do in response is right. Sometimes you might see a tree and you might want to paint a tree. Sometimes colors may make you excited. Sometimes somebody sees a volcano and you decide to paint a volcano.
I think it starts just a new way of thinking and looking at things. You look at more possibilities. And I love this program that you're using.
We both love your program. We had to make our pictures with our own hands and our own paint and our own paper, and it took a really long time. With computers, you can make really fun images really fast, and Jennifer and I both want to get this program.
Why did you start this?
It just seemed like it'd be the right thing to do.
Seemed like fun.
When you have a good idea, act on it.
And now for This Week in History.
This is Emily and Bailey with This Week in History.
This Week in History, on April 26, 1865, Lincoln's assassin John Wilkes Booth was surrounded by federal troops in Virginia. He either shot himself or the soldiers shot him.
Walter Lantz, who was the creator of the cartoon Woody Woodpecker, was born on April 27th, 1900, in Rochelle, New York.
The first seeing eye dog was presented to Morris Frank on April 25th, 1928.
Rocky Marciano was the boxer who was retired as the undefeated world heavyweight boxing champion on April 27th, 1956.
Maryland became the seventh state on April 28th, 1788.
And that's the week of history, in Week in History.
For April 29th, 2005.
Hi, my name is Fanula, and I'm here with the word of the week. And the word of the week is possible. P-O-S-S-I-B-L-E. Possible. I will be asking people what possible means to them. We came up with the word possible from Mr. S because you can do anything is possible. Dylan, what does possible mean to you?
I think possible means that
anything can happen.
I think possible means that you try something, and if you give up, it's not possible. So keep trying.
Okay, that was Brianna. This is Cammie, and I'm going to ask her what connects with possible that we've done this week.
A couple of stories possible because he thought he wanted to open a barber shop for himself, and nobody thought that it was possible.
Cammie is right. Anything is possible. What else connects with the word possible that we did this week?
Well, we've been doing this podcast in which you're hearing it on right now, and it's possible that we can do a podcast. We can do anything with this.
Exactly. Emily, what do you think possible is? Like, what does it mean to you, and what does it connect with? What stories?
I think it means, like, you can do anything. It, like, everything is possible. And
what do I think possible means?
Yeah.
I think possible means that you can do it.
Like, do anything?
Do anything. Anything is possible. If you decide you want to do it, that you can do it.
Exactly.
I think it possible means that you can do anything if you put your mind to it and really want to.
You can do anything. Anything is possible.
Possible connects to the story we read.
What does possible mean to you?
Possible means to me you can do anything that you want to if you just put your mind to it. It connects to Uncle Jed's barbershop because he's trying to save up money and he lost all of it two times in a row. The bankruptcy depression thingy.
And that's called the Great Depression, where people didn't have a lot of money and hardly had any food, and they lost all their money in the banks.
It connects to Uncle Jed's barbershop because he believed that it was possible, and everybody else didn't.
I'm here with Mrs. Horn, and I'm going to ask her what possible is. What does possible mean to you?
Possible. The word possible means to me that anything can happen, that it is in your hands to make it happen, that you have it within your skills and your abilities to make whatever you want happen.
Exactly. Well, that's all for now. Gotta go. And this is Fanula Duggan with the Word of the Week. Bye.
This is Mark, and I hope you enjoyed our show this week from room 208 at bobsprinkle.com, and hope you come on next time.